God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to another Zoom fellowship and a brand new spanking year, baby. Yay!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year!
And I know we're 7 days into it already, like we're always late for stuff anyway, so we say Happy New Year now.
Yeah.
But God is good. We got great expectations, and we're blessed, and we're filled with faith, and we know God is leading us and guiding us. And very excited to start this first fellowship, and so now we can keep hold of this meeting. It'll be on the website after we finished, and then you can see what you say tonight. I'm going to ask you all to share what you want to share, but I want all of you, okay, this time, just share what is your desire with God. What do you want to see happen? And this is a great time to do this, because even if you've got nothing now, when you begin to speak, you'll have something to say, like a desire, what you want to do with God, what you want to see God do. And they do this practice in India every January, and there'll be new people come to that fellowship, maybe their very first fellowship, and they're all encouraged to go up and share their desire. And I've been there on those meetings maybe 3 or 4 times at the beginning of the year in January. And these people have got up and they don't know what they're going to say before they get up. And then all of a sudden they get a desire for a whole area that they want to see God's word move in this area that there's nothing happening. And then when you come back the following year, they're there with their leaders saying, I desire to God, and this is what happened. So in 1 year, God can do so much for you. All it takes is a desire with God. And then God was showing me it takes a commitment to that desire, and then you'll have the consistency. So you need a commitment to start, and consistency will help you finish. And so when we stay with God and allow Him to do the things for us, then great things are going to happen. So this is a great place to start your new year with God. You may have already had some commitments and decisions and desires that you have, but to let people know, like put your desire out there, give it a voice. Declare what you want to do with the living God, because He's a living God and He's at work. So I think that's really wonderful. I think I would like to ask, who can I ask? Kelly Drennan, would you like to open up this fellowship with a word of prayer, please, sweetie?
Sure. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just your great grace and your abundant mercy and love in our lives, and for calling us to be part of your family and calling us to be your children. And what a great privilege it is to be your child. And I just thank you that this night we can just all hear from you and completely open up our hearts to what it is that you have to say to us, and just speak what's on our hearts and what you give us to speak, so that we can edify one another and build each other up. I thank you for any sicknesses, any ailments that are going on within each of our bodies, and anything going on in our lives, that you can just completely have your way with it, which is always good, and that you deliver us from anything that might be going on in our lives, and we can just walk out in the power that you've given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and know that it's already an accomplished victory. And I just thank you for this upcoming week, and that we all have lots of energy and are just walking with you and hearing from you and walking out and seeing your signs, miracles, and wonders happening in our lives and around us, and that we can touch those hearts that are hungering to know you. And I thank you for leading more to us so that we can know, who it is around us that's hungering, and just making that evident so that we can just boldly speak your word as you've given it to us. And I thank you for just any fears and doubts just to be cast out in the name of Jesus Christ, and that we can just boldly know who we are because of what you did through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I just thank you for your word and how awesome it is to get to spend time with you in it, and just having that direct relationship and connection to you, that we can, no matter what's going on in our lives, we can always just quiet down and say, okay, God, what is it that you want me to do here? And you literally give the answer right away, and there's just a peace that comes from that. I thank you so much for that availability in this life, and that we can really share that so people's hearts can be comforted in the ways that ours are. And I just thank you for the health in my household right now, that you just get rid of whatever the bugs are going on, and we can all just be fully whole like you've promised and not allow all this crap. And I thank you for Lawrence and Kim and their hearts and how amazing they are to just devote their lives to helping people to really just go to you and connect with you. And I thank you for the men and the women that have come before that have taught us, and I just thank you for blessing their lives abundantly and how you do. And I just thank you for all this and the words that we're going to hear. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. So, who would like to start? Who's got something they want to start off with, something they want to share, something burning in your heart? And, you know, you can share whatever you want, but also put your desire there as well, like what you really want to see happen. So I really encourage that with each individual, that when you share whatever you want to share, but also share your desire, you know, share it first or at the end, because it's just so important for you and for everyone else. It builds faith in other people. So who would like to start? Unmute your mic and just begin to speak, baby.
I'll go.
Go on, Peter. Yeah, go for it, brother.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I'd like to see. As far as the outreach of the word, I'd like some laborers here in Tallahassee, and also I'd like to see complete physical deliverance from the South. And I just want to see the word really move here, and for people to get blessed. And I want to see signs, miracles, and wonders all over the place. And I want it to kick off in Florida the way it does over in India and Nepal. I want to see those things happen here, and that would really bless a lot of people, and I think a lot of people would be encouraged and brought to God, and I think we really need that in our country. And I think it's going on. Yeah, there might be other places in the country where it's happening, but I don't know of any. But I really would like to see it here in Tallahassee and in Florida also.
Okay, Fred Davenport, let's have you share, brother. And then you can pass it over to whoever you like.
You don't put me on the spot. I just joined in. Sorry, I came in and
out. That's right. I know you're able.
But that's exactly right. I really got blessed. God really energized some stuff in my vision in my heart last day or so, you know, and it's like really weird because I mean, circumstance wise, I would be super negative, but it's funny, man. But I was just, you know, what God showed me was that He has this golden spike, and it's driving. And it's just breaking up everything. And, you know, it's just, I'm going to be seeing that in a big, big, bigger way this year. And I had a wonderful time. I was able to go to Houston last weekend and see some people that I hadn't seen, and some of them I hadn't seen in a year. But I just was really blessed to fellowship with the saints there. And also, you know, some I hadn't seen in a couple, 3 years, because I just sporadically came in. They're just not, I wish people would fellowship more. They are able to do in bigger groups where I'm at. But every time I've gone, there's only been like 12 people. And normally on a holiday weekend like this, there are at least 40 or 50. But having said that, that's who was there. And you know, but God is just great. And I thought it was kind of interesting because I had one gentleman was sharing with me about someone several years ago that, you know, was like, you know, putting up a brick wall to all this stuff that, you know, that I've been living for since I've been going to India and stuff. And, you know, and his answer was, it was simply, the guy asked, well, how come you just didn't take off and run with this? And he, you know what he did? He just told him, well, I was afraid that I was going to lose everything that I had made, basically this ministry that he had built up. And I was thankful that he at least admitted the truth to that. I talked with Lawrence, I'm not going to mention who it was by name, but some of you probably know him pretty well, but at least he's gotten to the point of acknowledging this is the truth of something.
Yeah.
You know, the last few years he didn't even acknowledge that. He was just on his high horse. And probably when you're on your high horse, you don't have a meek heart. And when you don't have a meek heart, and if somebody's sharing things with you that will really bless your life, bless your walk with God, bless your, well, basically just all the joy in your heart, because I mean, you're able to be encouraged to rise up to something that you know, in my case, I never had done it before. You know, I basically made a decision to start turning to God in 1983, and you know, God, up until probably 2006, you know, I mean, God turned my life around. I guess my day-to-day stuff, you know, compared to how I was living previous to that, no, it wasn't also overdose drugs, but other stuff I was involved in. He at least got me a pump where I was living. But, and then, you know, just little steps of seeing God doing things in my life, but it never was like this super more and abundant life where I was really seeing God really move in a big way. I mean, yeah, God, you know, he had some spurts here and there, pulled me out of soup when I'd mess up and, you know, start walking in the flesh and stuff, but there was not this continuing outflowing of God's living water in my life on a continuing basis, and knowing that, I guess, come the realization, knowing that you're the one that's got your foot on the hose, keeping it from flowing in your walk. That's the whole thing, because we, you know, we can go through and justify this and make up all these other excuses of why we're not, quote unquote, seeing the Word move in our life or around us in our own ministry. Or in some cases, you know, because I didn't even know what my ministry was for probably 10 years, you know, to even have the acknowledgement of that. I was just, I was going to fellowship. You know, Jesus Christ talks about, you know, he said you give your mint and tithe, but then you don't acknowledge that the other things, you know, judgment, the greater things of judgment, mercy. Not that you leave the other things undone. You know, if you're just satisfied with just walking with God, well, as I used to say, I'm taking up couch space, or in some cases, if you're going to some church, you're taking up pew space, but you're not really involved with walking with God. You're just kind of there because, you know, it feels good. It's kind of like a safety net. And, you know, you're not in that point of really wanting to rise up to really say, no, today, God, I want to see you move in my life. You know, last chapter, Mark, these signs shall follow you to believe. That kind of walk. Day of Pentecost, ye shall be witnesses. So, you know, I'm just really blessed that, you know, that God's really, like a really charged, renewed vision the last couple of days. And it was not really, it was just some words. I was at fellowship last night, and a little bit here and there, but I'm starting to really see, looking forward with my victory in 2021.
Yes.
Instead of looking at, oh, you know, the great things God did for me in 2020. Well, 2020 is over. 2021 is here. So I just want to really just, excited to, at that point being excited where I'm going to see God, start kicking it up. And I start, kicking it up with him also. And just have able to speak a lot of things, share a lot of testimonies of what God's doing and just the excitement that we serve the Creator of heaven and earth, and we walk with all the boldness with Christ in us, the hope of glory. And we just get, man, I'm gonna be able to get behind God's golden spike, golden driving spike, just driving forward, pushing things out of the way. So that's all I've got to share.
Yeah, that's great, Fred. Great desire as well. And God is with us. And things are going to be smashed out of the way by God as we look to him and really expect. Because it really is going to be one of those years, that we don't want to go back in fear, but we want to abound in faith and boldness and the love of God. Because that love energizes the faith, but that love is, saying what God wants us to really say. So with that, that's wonderful. Okay, how about Kelly? Kelly, do you want to share something now, love?
Sure, hello.
Hello, Kelly. Sorry. That's you. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Oh, did she go? I think she's hit her... off by mistake. Okay, see what happens. Alright, okay, well, is she coming back on? Right, Jane, you go next. Jane, what's in your heart, darling? What's your desire and what's God put in your heart?
Good afternoon, everybody. It's afternoon here in Texas, but I know it's late there.
God bless you.
Good evening to you. God really blessed me. I was so happy to see Fred and he's continuing his walk. And I just love these fellowships because we get to hear what's on people's hearts. And people are more and more sharing what God has been doing for them and what's going on in their lives. And now I'm beginning to see the value of testimonies and sharing what you've been doing in your life, because it really does inspire others. And I got really blessed this last week. I really feel like I have an insight now into everybody's understanding. I always felt like everybody was ahead of me and they knew things that I didn't know. And so I got on this, it wasn't really a Zoom call. It was a link that I got on. This guy offered to have 2 days of teaching for free. His name was Dean Graziosi, and he didn't really talk about God, but he talked about being honest with yourself, and it really blessed me, because I can see that everyone here has really been honest with themselves and with God, and that's how God is able to work with you. And I appreciate that now so much more, because he just asks questions, why do you want to be here? And then when you answer why you wanted to be there, then he asked you just whatever you said, he just asked you another question. And it turned out that I wanted to be there because I wanted to learn. I was always told I wasn't always told. I just can always remember when I was little that I was always made to feel like I was stupid because I didn't know everything. And then I didn't learn it until way later on that nobody knows everything. And I was feeling so dumb this whole time. And that's why I got on that call with him, so I could learn. And then I thought, why do I want to learn? And I wanted to learn because I was feeling, I didn't realize until I asked myself that question that I got on the call because I wanted to learn. And I know that, I know now that God was with me this whole time because the devil used that fear of me being dumb and not knowing what everybody else knows against me this whole time. And he talked about having a villain within, which it is really, you know, I always thought, I was always afraid the devil was going to tempt me and I was going to follow something that I wasn't supposed to follow, and I was always living in fear. But he really opened my eyes to the fact that a lot of things that happen in your life affect you, and you carry on these beliefs that you got when you were younger or from other people. Like when they told me that God was calling me when I was in eighth grade, God was calling people to serve Him. So my mother and the teacher that I was in the class with made it available for me to go to the convent, and I thought I was serving God over there, and because I believed them. And we have certain beliefs that we go by, and the devil doesn't have to do anything. These beliefs are keeping us back from believing God because we don't have the truth of what's going on in our mind. We've been believing other people. And I'm so happy now that Dr. Werwolf decided to take a stand and to teach the word the best he could, the best that he knew when he did, because really, if we don't know the Word of God, it's the book that's the most read and most known about in the whole universe, but nobody realizes that that's the only book where you can really learn about God. Everybody else is just giving you an opinion. And when you study the Word of God, you know that that all scripture is inspired by Him and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, which is instruction in righteousness. And everybody wants to be right. Everybody wants to be pleasing to somebody. That's how children all grow up. They want to please their parents. And then when it doesn't work out, then they start rebelling, I guess. I don't know, I never had that problem because I just felt too depressed to rebel. and I didn't realize that was a spiritual problem, but I do now. But I really appreciate everybody's heart and sharing your heart on this Zoom call because this is a new year, 2021. Fred was right. And whatever happened in the past is in the past, but we're carrying it with us in our minds. The beliefs that people told us that we believe that weren't true, and God is peeling them away one by one, you know, one, two, three, and He's sharing with us what really is the truth and how much the sacrifice that Jesus made, how He did God's will every single day, and all He did was walk around in His sandals in the dirt and talk to people, and he didn't even have that much to eat. I mean, a fish or some bread, and they were happy. But he was doing God's will because he knew that he believed what Mary had told him, his mother, that an angel appeared to her. Now that was hard to believe right there. But you know, when we're young, we believe what our parents tell us. And I'm sure that he kept that in his heart, and he really believed that God chose Mary to be his mother. And that just blessed the socks off of me because, you know, I've seen now that God did choose our parents, and God chose the people in our lives to be there so that we could be encouraged, like you said, Lord. We need to not doubt and have faith. And the more we hear the word, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we just need to keep hearing the word until it sinks in. And if you have a question, ask God because he knows why he said what he did. And God is really a personal God. And I really love you all. And I thank you so much that you're all going to be here in 2021. God bless you. Thank you, Lawrence.
Oh, thank you, Jane. Wonderful. Okay, Kelly.
Hey, sorry about that.
I thought you were scabbed up.
I don't know what I did. I must have said something. I was sitting there talking for like a little bit and then realized I was not. So this has been awesome. I mean, I just love everybody's heart. I love that, you know, God definitely called us out to be His, and, you know, the baby just burped in the phone. Just everybody's heart is like just to see God glorified and to see His power manifested, and that's like so huge. I mean, mine too. That's been requesting. I'm requesting prayer from my little guy. He got COVID tested yesterday. I've been confessing he's free of it, but he's not so happy right now, so you guys can be praying for him. All of us have been kind of a little bit under the weather, but Brielle seems to be doing a lot better. So we need some healing over here too. Anyway, so Lawrence, you actually told me to write it all out. I had done that. I have it in my wallet, but I think the main thing that I want to see is, unity within the body. And I want to see everybody speaking the same thing. I want to see us all working together instead of, let me turn this on. Hi. Instead of, you know, working against each other and, you know, finding things to disagree about. Like, I know that's not what God wants for us, you know. I want to see love manifested for real. I want to see a fellowship growing up around here too, you know. I want to lead some people into speaking in tongues. I want to see healing. I want to be able to minister healing to people and see it happen right then and there. I've had experiences where, yes, I've ministered to people and I did see them gradually getting better, you know, but I'd like to see the real miracle right then and there too. So that's a big desire of mine. It's been for a while. But I just want to see love manifested for my own self. I want, to mature in the way that when situations arise that I feel myself getting angry, where I can just, you know, pause and take a minute and really go to God for His wisdom, because I know that when we do that as His kids, the answer is there and it is easily entreated, and it, it can, it brings, hold on, you can have it. Anyway, not to add to the situations, but to really see God's will happen in those situations so that things don't escalate, and God's love really can abound. So I think those are my big ones. I want to see a fellowship grow up here. You know, I want to be able to be sharing the stuff that God's given me so freely. You know, I want to really be living it 100%, clear out this brain of all the garbage that I've fed it for a few years now and get back to what He really wants. To really see myself the way God sees me, because I do tend to have a bat, you know, I tend to beat myself up a bit. And that's not going to be beneficial to Him with people, you know, in order to really share what I've got, you know, this Christ in me, I'm going to have to put that bat down and really remember who I am in Christ too. And that's not just a desire for myself, but for all of us. But I think my main thing is just the love abounding, and, you know, I want to see unity. I really want to see unity in the body and see us all working together, because this world really needs that right now. You know, it's like a major thing, you know. Imagine if we all did, all of us that have been taught what we've been taught, if we really work together, I mean, it would be amazing. It would be like nothing we've seen before, and that's what this world needs right now. And that's really heavy on my heart, is like, why are we getting so, you know, caught up in crap, you know? Like, we have such amazing stuff, and like, we just nitpick, you know? And anyway, not to say that we all do that, because we don't all do that, but I do see that a lot. And so I guess I need to look at myself with that. But anyway, I'm blessed. I started a new job this week. Things have been coming, you know, we're all a little bit sick, but we're fighting through it. He's been smiling through it too, even though he's not feeling so great. But we got to have a great time in Tennessee. It snowed for us just on Christmas like Brielle wanted. And then we had a couple of great days weather-wise on the days that my family was off, so we got to go out and explore a bit. The drive home was pretty long, but we had fun. We had a couple of stops on the way, so we had some nice family time. And now we're getting back into the swing of regular life. This new job seems to be pretty perfect. I'm excited about it. And the scheduling's pretty open. I'm off by 3, so it gives me a lot of time with my kiddos and to do other things. So I'm really blessed. I'm ultimately very, very blessed. And so that's really all I've got to share right now.
Well, that's awesome, Kelly, and really great. Great desires, and God is really working with you. And we admire you, you know, work and the 2 young kids, and, you know, God has healed you, and just declare that over you, and he's with you. And
sorry, it's always, for some reason, it's hard for me always to hear once I unmute.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really hear you.
Maybe mute your mic, and then you should be able to hear me.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, okay. Yeah, so, like, God is working with you, and I quite admire you. You know, 2 young kids, and you're on your own, and you're working, you're looking to God, and God has really given you the energy you need. So that's really wonderful. And, you know, you've got a great expectation, great focused mind, and God is with you, and, you know, you're healed, you're delivered, so you say that, you know.
Amen, we are healed. Amen.
Yeah, amen to that. And the unity of the Spirit is already there. It's just that if people are not walking by the Spirit, they can't keep it, right? So when we're walking by the Spirit of God, we're thinking the same thing, we're speaking the same thing as God, then that unity's there, because we'd be like-minded. So God is directing all of that. It's already made available. It's just where we position our mind. Is it going to be a carnal Christian mind, or is it going to be a mind led by the Spirit of God, orientated to God, with our agenda on God's agenda, not our own agenda? So there's, you know, it's just up to us. We can be picky and, oh, he's not doing that right, she's not doing this right. That's senses, that's carnal Christianity. But walking by the Spirit isn't carnal. You know, so we will be keeping that unity amongst those that walk by the Spirit of God. So it's very simple. So, yeah, it's great. Because it's a spiritual thing, right? Unity of the Spirit. Not the unity of the Scriptures. It's the unity of the Holy Spirit. So, yeah, that's great. So as we just all position our minds to God and we allow him to lead us, then bang, it's going to be there. We'll be around like-minded people all the time. Well, bless your heart, Kelly. Just wanted to elaborate on that for you. So, Kim Hiley, would you like to share something, brother? Mr. Kim Hiley.
Hi.
God bless you, mate. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, to everybody, and a great year with great expectations, which is what our Father wants us to be in that frickin' that mindset. No matter what may be trying to distract us or get at us from the adversary, we know we can just literally just brush him off, because we've got our spiritual armour, and if we put on the wonderful new mind of Christ Jesus, then that's it. We can just stand and defy the enemy, because God has delivered us. We are delivered from all illnesses, and we've been well forgiven for sins past, present, even future. So the Lord's laid us out a great path for us to follow. He wants us to share that word with others, to go out, to share it with others, just to drop a word in someone's ear, which may prick their attention when they may come back. It's all of this, and just to literally live and walk by the Spirit. The Spirit will guide us, and when we know that when the going gets tough, God's word gets going, because he's got lots of muscle. So in times of tribulation, that's when we look to God even more. But, and when times are great, times everything's going extremely well, we still, of course, continue to look to the Father as ever. There's no variation in our walk. And just to be at one with God, I mean, I feel in the last year or two, God has really worked in my life. There's things that have come to pass, little things perhaps. But I know that the Lord is with me, he's blessed me, and as we're constant in our focusing on him, constant in our prayer life, our Bible studies, and all that we do for the Lord, putting him first. And as Lawrence said, we can have and should have great expectations. And I feel that I have a more closer knit relationship with the Father now, today, than I did 18 months, 2 years ago. And it does take time. We have to build up upon what we've read, what we've learned, what we see in our lives, what the Lord brings to pass. And miracles and blessings abound. We know that he is a God of light, in whom there's no shadow of turning, no darkness. And whatever things we have, God already knows what we need. We just have to confess them, and confession, as we know, is just like seeds. The seeds we sow is the harvest we shall reap. And also, if we sow sparingly, of course we're going to reap sparingly, but our words that come spilling out of our mouths, sometimes we have to have a big control over those, because what we confess, rightly or wrongly, will come to pass. And I've learned to watch my tongue for quite some time now, because I see the folly of falling into the world, getting sucked in by the media and all the garbage, the stuff that's floating around us. And I just believe it's so important to watch what we confess. So I know the Lord has great plans for me. I do want to leave Britain to go overseas. I want to further the outreach of the word of God, but I believe that I must do some studies in that respect for some time before I do eventually depart. So I've got some of the word spirit under my belt, so to speak. But this is a little ways in the future, but I do see it coming to pass. So it's just great that we can edify and encourage and build up each other, whether it's a short message, an SMS, in this fellowship, telephone call, or whatever it takes, but that we stay together, linked up, because we are, after all, we belong to the household of faith, which is the church, the body of our Lord Christ Jesus, and God's word is the foundation for that of which our Lord and Savior is the chief cornerstone. And God has placed his word above his name. And that is really quite phenomenal. His word is placed above his name, which is mighty, and his word is above that. So we have an awful lot to be cheerful about, glad about, to rejoice about each day. No matter what, there's always something to rejoice about, to be cheerful about in the world, or just our everyday experience of walking with the Spirit. So that's just in a nutshell what I wanted to share. And thank you all for your attention.
Thank you, Kim. God bless your heart, brother. Beautiful, beautiful heart you got. So, Van, would you like to share anything, brother?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. I've been doing this for a while. I got a, when I do my taxes over here in the U.S., I have a envelope that I stuff everything into, and I usually write a vision statement on it. And I was just looking at it. I just pulled it out, and I did it back in July, so I said, hey, sorry, Father, started a little late. So I did it back in July, but I can see a lot of it. I ask him for physical health, mental health, the desire to start giving more, a desire for guidance in my life. I'm just going through it really quickly because it's a long statement, about growing together, growing with my wife, for God speaking to my wife and speaking to my daughter, that she can recognize that still small voice, for providing for my family, for teaching me how to guide my family. So a lot of those things I can see from looking at the statement has come to pass. So I think I'm ready to move to the next level. The next level would be, and I'll use, I guess, one of the terms I've been listening to you guys teach is, I love listening to the accents and picking up some of the UK English, for lack of a better word. Like, where's my love at? So my love is, wife, I guess that's what you mean by love. She's not here right now, but for me and her to grow together more, to come together. And it starts with me. She's got to do her own thing as we grow together. So starting to grow together more, to me, to learn how to be a better husband, a better father to my daughter, for those things in my life. And that's the big vision, without getting into a lot of details, and for it to continue to grow and major intimacy and just grow as a husband and a father, and then also for God to continue to work in me as He's done through this year. Because I asked Him to, one of the things I asked him last year was to show me my faults and give me wisdom to get better, provide for healing in all areas of my life. And He has certainly done that this year. There was a lot of things in my life I had to get rid of, and I'm in the process of getting rid of, that have held me down in my walk with my Heavenly Father. And listening to some of the teachings, and this, for me, recently, the circumstances, situations surrounding our country has been very trying for me. And I think I told you through an email, I listened to Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, just kind of like, not on a loop, but almost like over and over. It just super blessed me. Whoever the lady is singing, tell her fantastic music. So it really blessed my heart, got me. And then I went back to more of the word, less of the media, more of the word. But all that craziness was going on yesterday, didn't even watch it. You know, I knew that my focus, and meanwhile, you know, a week ago, I'm thinking I'm driving up there. You know, I've had enough. So, you know, just God working in me, giving me wisdom and guidance and direction in my life, and again, showing me my faults like he's done, and then growing me as He's continuing to grow in me every day. And I need to continue to work on being humble and meek. I listened to one, your love's teaching, your Kim, and I'm in the mindset, the new mindset, and I think it's five or six, I forget which one it was, but she talked about being humble, you know. And it's really great to see all these ladies on here too, because I'll be praying for them, because I know how tough it is seeing my wife and the things she does for, you know, being a ladies or women of God, and then dealing with a knucklehead like me a lot of times, you know. So, but I'm getting better and better. Like I said, you have to grow, and I have to be humble and meek, and those are areas I want to grow to be better, not only for my father, because I love him more than I do her, and that's the key for me. And then, same with her. Otherwise, she'd be gone a long time ago. So, that's the thing: the continued intimacy, continued growth, continued me being loving and kind in every situation and circumstance with her and my daughter. So, absolutely.
That's beautiful, you know, and God's going to really do that with you. As you keep, you know, that focus with Him, that humble and meek heart is where it all begins. And, you know, and God's very loving with us as well, you know, because like you say, being a meathead, that's me, I'm like that, you know, and I know sometimes, and I ask God to show me when I'm being like that, and He does, you know, and it's like, okay, I'm going to change that, Lord, help me do that. And so
you know what the wife will.
Yeah, yeah, with a rolling pin, bang. But yeah, no, I got a great wife. She's pretty good and patient, thank goodness. And she's been patient for 34 long years now. And she's still waiting for the change. No, I'm only joking. But no, it's just staying with God, like literally staying with God, getting that right encouragement that you need, being placed where God wants you to be, you know, see where God wants you, see where God, ask God, where do you want me to be planted for you? Where the sound doctrine, where I'm going to be really encouraged, and God will lead you, and then you just trust him and go with God. And that's just really, really great. So thank you ever so much for sharing and reaching out as well. And good that I was trying to work out who you were, because it was like Gabby then Van, and I'm like, oh, which one's this? So I thought I'll go with the woman. I was wrong. You deceived me. No, I'm only joking. So okay, with that, what about Bessie Torres? Are you available, my darling? Bessie. Are you there? Bessie. If not, how about Rebecca, if Bessie ain't ready yet? Are you there, Rebecca? You want to share anything?
Hello?
Hey, God bless you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Is there anything you would like to share?
We're always blessed. I know that today we were talking about it just a little while ago in the car, that I was at the my neck was kind of bothering me.
Yeah.
It was so funny because husband, because I thought he was going to finish four. And so I called him up and it was kind of odd because all I was called him and he, you gotta turn here, and he gets on the phone and I said, I hadn't told him anything yet. I said, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm in the bathroom and I'm, you know, taking care of the prowl. And he's like, oh, I didn't say anything. And he was like, funny, so there was really nothing to let him know that, other than, you know, public God letting him know. And so then he was able to pray for me, and then I was able to go about my shopping, and everything was fine.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, it's really important when you see, you know, I think that from what I've seen, like, in a marriage, just how important with him or I or with our children, that, you know, when we come together and we pray for each other or we pray for our kids, that, you know, we see a lot of the time we see immediate results.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, when you broke up a little bit there and you're sharing, but it's great that, you know, we can pray.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault, it's the connection. So, but it's great though that you
said. I'm sorry, but.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I'm having a little bit of breakup.
Yeah.
Give me immediate. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you lovely now. That's better.
Okay. Anyways, I just think that, you know, it's just the power of prayer and, you know, and then the, you know, especially, you know, what makes it sweet is the relationship between, you know, husband and wife.
Yeah.
When they come together and they pray for one another or they pray for their children, it's really, God really moves.
Yeah, he does. That's for sure. Yeah, bless your heart, Becky. That's really great. And God does really move. And when we're, you know, two's better than one. Double the prayer, double the faith.
Oh, definitely.
That's true. Okay, well, thank you for sharing. Are you ready, Bessie? Okay, don't look like it. How about Mary Long? Are you there, Mary?
Hi.
God bless you, darling.
God bless you, too. Thanks for calling on me. God bless you, everybody. And I've enjoyed listening to the sharings, and it's all just the principles we were taught. Confession of belief equals receipt of confession, and we need to say what the word says, and we need to say what we want and not what we see, and all glory and praise be to God. He sure is good to us, isn't he?
He sure is.
And I get an amen.
Amen in the name of Jesus. As they say in Texas.
You know, I was miraculously healed, Lord. You ministered to my situation, and it went away.
Yeah.
God worked in me as to staying hydrated, staying on my enzymes and willow and fish oil to keep my blood viscosity thin enough. But it was miraculous, and I'm very, very thankful. Thank you, Lawrence, and praise God.
Yeah, praise God, yeah.
You know, when Isaac called me 3 months ago at 2 a.m. via messenger with his tooth hurting, and I ministered to him, and then I asked you the next day to pray for that, and you ministered to it. Well, he doesn't have any pain. I would still like us to pray for him, because he always says he's going to see the dentist next week, and then he doesn't do it. I think he's a little bit like his mother, and I shouldn't criticize him, bless his heart. He's a 27-year-old, and he works at Bar Taco, and he doesn't quite get enough shifts to cover himself, so he was going to get a job at a filling station next door, and that was going to be the next week, too. And it didn't materialize. But something seems to be materializing for me besides having the best Christmas ever. And I don't accept discouragement or disappointment. And I didn't get depressed. Yay, God. It really was wonderful. And I was able to give what I wanted to give. And Molly's birthday is coming up on the 10th. And I got all the presents I wanted there. And Jordan and Kevin are here in town, and we're going to exchange Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great week. But the amazing thing is that that job that was going to end a long time ago has continued. That's an answer to prayer.
Yeah.
And so I get to clean next weekend, and then on the 30th, and she will pay me after next weekend. And guess what? My friend who built a house in Baja Bob is going to fly me out there. I get to have a vacation.
Yeah.
And God knows I need it. Because even though I don't work that much, I've just been under so much mental pressure. I mean, like the last gentleman that spoke, he said he needed to get away from the media, the news media, and get back to the Word. And that's what I've been doing the past 6 months. But you got to be diligent with it, because it'll bring you down really fast. Because we're not of this world, even though we're in it. And we can't let the world's situations get us down, because Father has always gotten us out of sticky situations, and he always will, because he's in the business of deliverance, isn't he? I've had plenty of deliverance. So, yeah, I just want to glorify God and thank you. My goal for this year is that when I get back from Baja Bob, oh God, his house overlooks the ocean, and you can hear the waves crashing, and he built a two-story house down there. He's just a little old guy like me that works at the university in the support department, and then at the rec center, and he's got a great two-story house with a garage. Furthermore, I know that God wants us to continue to grow and develop, so it'll be good for my mind to go on an airplane alone. He's going to pick me up in San Diego. I'm going to have someone take me to DIA. And so that's going to be from the 16th to the 21st. And I'm just real thankful that I get to do this, because it'll be good practice for me. I already got my passport ahead of time, and I've been planning this quite a while. And so I'm not going to back out. I'm not going to break my commitment, because it's a witness. And Bob's going to turn off his mainstream media while on there, so we're not going to talk politics, so we don't fight. And we're probably not going to talk much. I mean, we'll talk about the word, but, you know, people that they can even speak in tongues and know the word. We've got to go on our fellowship. And yet Richard warned me, don't talk to him about the Trinity yet, because he hasn't been able to be brought into the understanding of it fully. And yet he's a vital part of our fellowship, and he speaks in tongues about God group 6 days a week and attends every meeting. And he's a wonderful guy, Jacob, and we're real thankful to have him. But, yeah, people can be at different stages in their growth and development with God and his word, and that doesn't discount our being able to share sweet fellowship with and around God's word. Because the plan for me this year is that when I get back, I'm going to get a part-time job, and it's going to increase my rent from $125 a month to $800 a month. And after the taxes and the Social Security, I won't have any of the paycheck to speak of to spend, you know, after a tithe. But, you know, 20 hours a week isn't that much work, and I can handle it. I worked at Lucky's, and it really damaged my hand. So I have to, I'm taking good times. It's kind of like a McDonald's here, only they serve natural beef. And they start you at 15 an hour, which is a fairly living wage for part-time. And that way I can sock away a little bit of retirement money, because I'm not getting any younger. And apparently the house cleaning doors are kind of slamming in my face. No, the God is opening the windows in heaven. And he proved that to me in the past 6 months with your fellowship, where I was able to send half of what I got from Nylot Road. And December was the best month ever. So I'm very, very thankful that God is there for us every second, and that we do have each other, and that this ministry is a worldwide ministry. Here's my little kitty, Gnocchi. He says hello, and the word is going over the world. God bless you. I love you. You're the best.
Thank you, Mary. We love you, sweetheart. You're beautiful. Thank you for your gorgeous heart.
Thanks.
And God bless you greatly. So, yes, Bessie, are you ready to share now, darling?
I am ready.
Amen, sister.
One of the things that God just really inspired me to, something was going on with my health, and I was just, you know, kind of concerned and just feeling overwhelmed. First of all, go to God. You know, go to God, let God give you understanding, because you know what the word says, you know the truth. But the dealing with it, it's always the opportunity that we have. So what God showed me was that I could be overwhelmed with what I see, with what I feel, the circumstances, or he could overwhelm me. It was my choice. Was I going to allow God to overwhelm me with his goodness in my life? And God just, you know, reminded me of that verse that mercy and truth shall follow me all the days of my life. And I just saw, but I saw that God's goodness is that he wants to catch me and overtake me. You know, he wants to, you know, for me to be still long enough so that I can see his goodness in my life, his will in my life, because we know that in our minds, but in our hearts, we have to allow God, you know, be keeping first, be still, and know that he is God. Go to God in everything, for everything. And, you know, and some of the wonderful things that you have shared and the goals that you have is that, you know, things that I have learned in my life that I cannot make anything more important than walking with God, than fellowship with God, because that's my healing. That's where I really get to see his will in my life. If I strive to do, I never accomplish, because I'm always lacking, I'm always trying, and never think that I'm enough or that it's enough. And God just showed me, you know, in the physical, you always have great desires, and you want to so bad. But you know what? You have to realize that God is the one who wants us to want it. He's the one who puts it in our hearts. So he's going to fulfill that desire. There's no problem with him. You know what? If we would just align our thinking with God's heart for us, that he wants to overwhelm us with his goodness, his power, his life, and all that he's already given us. And I was just thinking that, you know, overcoming evil with good, you know, how important is that for us to overcome, you know, no matter what evil, with the goodness that we have inside of us. God is good to us. God is for us. God's always at work in us. And this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to work in us to overcome the evil, the darkness of this world. But it's only by walking by the Spirit of God. It's only by walking in God's revelation, his truth, and the fruit of the Spirit. You know, without gentleness and kindness and goodness, you're not going to reach nobody. Because we're not here to condemn. We're here to exhort. We're here to love and bring up to the level that they see our own lives. You know, because they don't see nothing but those that say and those that do. And I want to be one that does and do. And so I know my goal is to absolutely walk out on who I am in Christ and just allow God to direct me, move me, have me at the right place, and speak through me that I can make the difference. And the outcome is His, on Him. Because here I am, sent me. I'm willing, and I will. I got a big mouth, and I want to talk. But God has taught me that I have to learn to wait on God and learn to hear. Listen, because in listening, you give people the opportunity to really open their hearts to God. Because when they're telling you stuff, they don't realize they're in the presence of God. And they're talking to God, you know, right then and there. And you always have the answer right from God to their ears. So just seeing it bigger, seeing an expectation, expecting just how the goodness of God to overcome us, you know, to just, run after us and overcome us. And just give us a big hug and, hey, we're in this together. This is not you doing my will. It's us doing it together. That's what I wanted to share.
That's beautiful. Wow. That's faith talk there, girl. That's great desire. That's great. That's wonderful from God. Great encouragement. Thank you for sharing. And give our love to your wonderful husband, Reuben. As well.
I sure will.
And we love
him. He wanted me to inform you that he was not able to send cigars because he's illegal.
Oh, bless his heart.
I said, well, how did you do it the first time? He says, well, I just did it this time. They asked me, what am I sending? He said, cigars. So, you know, you can't do it.
Oh, well, okay. Bless his heart. Tell him I still got a pack. I'm savoring them. Making them laugh.
Okay.
Bless his heart.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you. Asun, would you like to share anything, sweetheart? You need to unmute if you do. Is still muted. It's playing you up, isn't it?
Okay, I think I got it now.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. Nice to see all of you.
God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you. I am blessed to hear everybody. And what it comes to my heart is that in these two meetings, we all been sorted to experience more and more God's love and God's goodness in our own life. And it's great, all the testimonies where all of us are experiencing God's goodness and love. But also today, also I have got very blessed hearing the goals for this year. And it comes to my heart that verse that we love him because he first loved us. And as much as we experience his love in our own lives, increases our desire to love him back by spreading his will to, we increase in the desire to reach people with his love. And I think that's the right order in things in his will. We first need to understand and know his love, and then our desire to love him back increases and increases, and we want to reach others. So it's great, this meeting, this fellowship. And also my goal for this year is to reach more people with his love, to reach more people with the knowledge of our Lord and Savior while we're waiting for him. Also, is this my goal? And I want to share a testimony, my dad passes away 3 days ago, and obviously it's a sad situation because death is never a friend. But God had been so wonderful, so great, and had done such a big things. My dad was living 800 kilometers ago from me. He was 91. He was in a home care where he wanted to be. And it's a lockdown in Spain because the pandemic, so it was illegal to travel. And there are many people is dying on their own in hospitals. But God opened all the doors that we can travel, my family and I, to the place where he was, to the hospital. He broke his hip and they operate him, and he overcome the operation, but then four days later, he didn't overcome and pass away. But I had enough time. First miracle is that we were able to come to travel to his place. Second miracle is that no visits to the hospital are allowed, but they let me be with him. He was on his own in a room, just him and me. They let me stay hours and hours and hours with him. And he opened his heart completely to me like never did during his life. And I had the strong desire just to make sure that he will be in eternity with us. And he opened his heart. He's Catholic, by the way. He was Catholic. And he says, I don't want a priest. I want you. And I want to make a confession of my life. And he told me such a deep things about his family, his own life, everything. And the door was completely open to say, Dad, you are forgiven. You are forgiven for everything because God forgives. And you will repent. He told me he will repent. And there is a Savior. And he said to me, my dad, I have to suffer in these last days a lot because I've been no good. And I said, no, Dad, you don't. You repent. You accept that you have been wrong, like all of us. But there is somebody else that pay the penalty for you. You don't have to pay it now. It's already done. It's in the cross of Jesus Christ that was paid. Please just have to receive that gift of God. You are forgiven. You don't have to pay. You just receive the gift of the love of God and the forgiveness in the cross by the blood of the Lord, the Savior. and you will be in eternity, because he says, I just want to be with your mom. My mom passes away 2 years ago. And he says, I just want to be with her. I just want to be with her, and I've been no good, and maybe I will not be with her. And it was such a desperation in his soul. And then you realize how important is that we talk to people about the Savior, that we really develop that desire, and we really do it. And my father had been very stubborn all his life and never accepted from his daughter. His daughter could not teach him anything. But I've been praying for him all the way through. I never lost the hope. And I knew he had a big heart, but bad behavior, not perfect, but good heart. And I feel so peaceful and so blessed. And I know I lost my dad 2 days ago, but I am peaceful and blessed because my Heavenly Father gave me the opportunity to live these special hours with my dad, holding his hand, saying how much I love him, how much his family love him. I was the only one there. And how God is forgiving him, and he will be with my mom. He also said, but probably will take million years to be together again with your mom. And I said, no, Dad, death is just closing the eyes, and next thing you will remember is open, and you will be with her. And I tell you, giving to somebody that comfort is such a gift that I have received from God, that probably people will say, she doesn't love her dad because she's peaceful and happy. And I am. It's been so special, so miraculous. He have died, passed away in peace, reconciled with God, repent, reconciled with God, in peace and with no suffering. And with me being able to express my love for him. So I just want to share this testimony because the love of God never, never, never leaves us, never, even in the darkest situation that we can pass through. That's what I want to say.
Oh, bless your heart, Asim. Beautiful. Touch my heart. Okay. Bless you, darling. Anna and Petro, would you like to share?
Hello, everybody. God bless you. As you know, this is cold out the year, too. And it's going crazy, this country. You know, kids in school, they don't allow to eat the heaters on the school because they say it's bad for the virus, and they have to open the windows so the air can circulate. So this today, they say on the news that kids were allowed to bring blankets to school. You imagine, but that's true. That's a true story. They special little girls more than guys, walking on the corridors of the school with blankets over their shoulders and their heads, you know, it's like, never saw that. But that's the sad part of the sharing. What I have to share with you is something God put in my heart about yesterday we had an international Portuguese fellowship, and I shared these two. It's about the things God says that should abound in our life. And as a starting of a new year, maybe we could think more about it. And I just quote some verses, don't need to go there, and not the verses all. And that made me remind me about important matters. And it's my heart for you to remind everybody about this. So if we start like in 1 Corinthians 14:12 says that we should abound on the spiritual matters to edify the church, which is great, because we can edify the church as we get more and more about spiritual things. In Romans 5:15 says that the grace of God superabound for us now. So we have that grace of God superabounding for us now. It says also in Romans 15:13 that God will make abound for us joy and peace in hope, in believing, sorry, for that we can abound in hope. To abound in hope is great, as we just heard, to have hope and can be able to abound in hope is very, give us great joy and great peace. And I would say even give us great strength spiritually to go on through these days and times. Also in 1 Corinthians 15:68 says that 58 says that we should be abounding in the work of the Lord, as it says in 2 Corinthians 9:8 about the honoring God, that He will make us abound in all good work. So another thing to abound is to serve, to give to God, to give to His family, to bless others as God inspires us. And it's just not on the fellowship when we are together and have the manifestations. We can speak out words from God that will edify, that will heal others' hearts. And with that love in our heart, we can edify the family of God, make it grow in that love. As it says in Ephesians, is what makes the family united together. As we heard this night too, that we should be united. That will be through the love of God. It's what unifies us, is that spirit of love. And Ephesians 1:8 says that the grace of God abounds in us in all wisdom and prudence. So we have the wisdom of God and we have the good sense through the God Spirit in us. And we have it abundantly because God gave it to us so that we can have it in our lives. Philippians 1:9 says that we should abound more, or our love should abound more, in knowledge and science and knowledge. God wants us to know and to have the knowledge. He wants us to know His will. He wants us to have more abundance of knowing what He wants us to do, and have the knowledge to understand the spiritual things. He wants us to be wise and have our spiritual understanding awake and open, and not let the things around us be guide us from His will. And at last, and not least, 1 Thessalonians in chapter 4, it says that even if we, as they, walk and abound in love, we should abound more and more in love. It's never too much to abound and to walk on God's love. And these are, you know, I said I don't have goals, I don't make plans, but these are kind of goals we can have to abound more as God wants us to abound. And if He made it, and He said it in His Word, that we can abound on these things, is because they are available. We can really do it. We can abound on the spiritual matters, we can edify each other, we can live more the hope with joy and peace, and we can do His will more and more, and walk on that love, and have that understanding from God, which will bring us to do His will according to He wants us to do. And He knows what everybody needs, which one of us needs, so He works in each one of us to do what's the best for each one and others. So we should abound on that. That's my sharing for you tonight.
Hi everyone, have a great year. 2021, I wish that for all, and what I would like to share is that the times that we are passing now, and anyway, I think through all the history of mankind, there were better and worse times. But what God says to us is to look for his kingdom and for his justice. I think in Matthew 6:30, something like that. And one I know in Colossians says that we should look for the things above. So what we should focus our minds and hearts is to seek God first, looking for these spiritual matters and bring it to our lives, to live it in our lives. So if we are focused on these things, we are not looking to the world, because the Spirit of God will make us know what we need to know. If there is anything that we should know or should do, he will let us know, and we don't need to pay too much attention to what is going on. We know already that we are more than conquerors. We can be victorious, live victoriously, because God makes us able to do that. He gave his son for us, so he could achieve his state for us as sons and daughters of God. He establishes like that. So that is what we need to look for in our lives. I heard a lot this last 2 weeks, by the end of the year and the beginning, a lot of believers talking about what we are in Christ. We should look for that, to understand more and to live that in our lives. We have, there is no limit. We can go to God's Word and even go to God and ask Him to know more, for Him to show us more and to give us knowledge and understanding, to bring all these things to our lives and to live it. It is a great thing that I wish to do, and I exhort you all to look to yourselves as God look to your hearts, and we are perfect to His eyes because of His Spirit in us. That is what He looks for, not our weakness or our flesh. Sorry guys, it's not a Coca-Cola flesh, it's flesh. So we should look for ourselves like that and love that Christ in us, because we are the best. We are the best that God has in His world. And as we walk as Christ is and walked on earth before, we will do a lot of things for God. We will do His good works, His will, and we are light as God is light. Wherever we are, there is no darkness at all, because in God there is no darkness at all. So if God abides in us, there is no darkness at all where we are. When we are walking powerfully in His Spirit, in His love, and serving mostly and loving mostly the families, God's family, and that will be extended to the others in the world, and the ones that has a heart for God, they will come, because this is God's will, and He wish to take care of all of them, the ones that really wish to look for Him. So this is my sharing tonight. God bless you all. Love you all.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Pedro. And Jason is already unmuted, so you can go next,
mate. Okay. Hi. God bless everyone. Happy New Year. Yay. Praise God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, our King. He's still on the throne. He's still on the throne next to our God and Father in heaven. And, well, I suppose we should seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, right? Matthew 6:33. And everything we need shall be added to us. That wasn't last year's theme. That's my life's theme. And it's funny. I got a couple of neat little testimonies that happened recently. I remember Kim sharing last week how she went to work and there was only one woman at work. And the poor woman was fretting and, oh, how are we going to get today done? And Kim just encouraged her instantly on the spot. And thinking about how they should pray, and Kim just gave her positive words, we're going to overcome it and this one was lifted straight away. Next thing, somebody else walked in, had a phone call, and there was help coming in. So, how God does things, and you know, whenever it comes around, things happen, things move, and it's really funny because I go to a bakery on a daily basis for food because a lot of places are shut down because of this lockdown nonsense. And it's pretty much the only place I can get eggs and sausages in a roll, and nice, and they're good people, good-natured people. And I always give them a bit extra in tips because I know catering's hard work and it's low paid, so I know how far just a pound in their pocket goes. And, you know, I was inspired just in December to give them a big tip for extra. And a little card, you know, saying thank you. And when they're serving me, they're like, you're giving me too much. I'm saying, but you're feeding me. I'm thankful to God for you because you're feeding me food I can't get somewhere else. And they're really touched by it. But I noticed something, and I forget if it was this week or last week. I stood outside with my food. I was eating my food, and I got coffee there. And next thing, there's a whole line of people going in the place and getting served and going out. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's not the first time I've seen that. I've gone in and it's empty, or there's just one person there. They were expecting not much business, right? For this month, definitely, because of the lockdowns and all that business. And the time of year it is as well. And I thought, well, we'll see. And after I stood outside and watched, it suddenly occurred to me, oh my gosh, this place is blessed because of me. God is blessing them and sending the people in to keep the place open. So after I finished my food and when the last customer had gone, I just walked in and I said, do you know, something just occurred to me outside? And the main one that runs it and the other woman, there's two other women work there, but not on the same days. They do different days. But I said to these two, I said, every time I come here, I said, after I've gone, I've noticed a line of people walking in and walking out of the place getting their food. Oh. And the one that's there all the time that runs it practically, she said, yeah, you're right. And I said, and I just pointed up, I said, he really loves you and he wants to bless you and prosper you. I said, this won't be happening otherwise. That's him doing it. So it's crazy because they know what I'm about. I've even prayed for a couple of them before. And one of them's got a great memory for addresses. And after a year or two, she still remembers where the fellowship address is, but she's never been here. She's got different beliefs of her own, but she kind of believes in God as well. So... But I think maybe a bit of a hectic life kind of contributes. So it's not coming here yet. But she has got a heart, and I think she's saved already anyway. So, but yeah, it just blew me away. And I thought, wow, that's just like Kim's shirt, where she is. So why is it? Is it because of me, Jason? Whoa! Wow, look at this great guy. No. It's because of Jesus Christ. He's the great guy. It's Christ in me. It's God in Christ in me. That new man nature that is just, no matter whether I'm having a good time or a bad time, I can go in that place and bless them. And I know I can. I could tell a stupid joke and have them laughing. And it might just be a stupid joke, but if it makes them laugh, then a merry heart does good like a medicine. I fool around sometimes with them, but just to get them laughing and smiling, so the day isn't so drudging and for them and dreary. But it's really funny because for the second time now, I've seen Anna from Portugal at that bakery. Yes, Anna from Portugal. No, Pedro, not your wife. A couple of weeks back, a lady, we were both outside waiting in the queue to go in. And we just got chatting, and then we were walking down the road afterwards, we were going the same way. I said, so where are you from? She said, Portugal. I said, no. What's your name? She said, Anna. So, of course, I told her the story. We got this fellowship. We got an international fellowship, and there's an Anna from Portugal on there. And she was really blessed, actually. But I've only seen her once since then, I think. So that was this week. So, yeah, it's just really funny, because I don't know. God works things out. I don't. So, but I just follow his lead, and he puts in my heart to go there every day. So, yeah, it's just a great it's a great blessing to be able to know who we are as God's children, and to spread the love and to spread the goodness to other people. And I sometimes wonder why is that person looking at me like that? And then it dawns on me eventually, oh, they're looking at Christ, of course. It's not me, it's Christ. And it's hard sometimes getting your head around that notion that Christ is walking down the street every step you take. In every footstep you're in, there is Christ in the same footstep. So, but it's true. It's like the absolute truth. And we're having a fun winter at the moment. It's gone to, I think Kim said earlier, -4 degrees. I saw -1 degrees on the temperature this morning, and I thought, I don't want to go out working today, because my job's outdoors. And I noticed for a lot of the day it was 0 or -1. I think it went up to 1 or 2 at one point. Okay, this is triple, thermals. So I've got triple thermals on, 2 hats put up, and it's just crazy, because I still got out there and did some stuff. And you know, it comes down to, no matter how tough it is, the enemy throws stuff at us, so what? We'll just walk over the top of what he throws at us and stamp it down, burn it as we're going along, bye, and keep moving on. That keep others warm with the fire anyway. So, I had a blessing this week. My mum rang me up and asked me, have you got heating in your room? And I said, yeah, you know I have. I said, why? Oh, the heating's gone down in the whole house, and you've got to get the council out, the people who own the place. They've got to sort the heating out. And I said, okay. I said, have you got heating? She said, I'll be all right. I said, I didn't ask that, Mum. Have you got a heater? She was like, she's got a little halogen thing, but it's not very good. So as soon as I got off the phone, I thought, well, I have to go and buy a heater, but I got to carry on working. And I'm thinking, and I'm an excess. I just said to God, okay, Lord, you said if I take care of your business, you'll take care of mine. So I'm taking care of your business doing what you've given me to do. So I need you to take care of that, because that's my business as well. So I just thank you that they're going to go out straight away and sort that heating out. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Or you can come out with another plan to sort it out. And just left it with God. And this is what Lawrence did years ago. When he said to God, you said, if I take care of your business, you'll take care of mine. And they needed a certain amount of cash at the time, and the cash came through the next day. I'll never forget that. But I've never literally said this to God, word for word, like that before. But I said it that time, and within half an hour, I had a message from my mum. Oh, they're here now sorting it out. So I texted her back exactly what I prayed for. Praise God. In Jesus Christ's name. That happened instantly. And the rest of it, I phoned her later on in the day, and she said to me that apparently they were due to do a check on the whole place, an annual check. But this was supposed to be Monday next week. This guy was there because of the heating problem. He said, I may as well do the check now while I'm here. So they killed two birds with one stone as well. So just amazing. Absolutely amazing. I thought, well, that's a blessing. That's, for me, that's a big testimony for me. So, and it's great, because I was sat there a bit stumped. I knew I had these testimonies, but anything else you want me to throw in, Lord? And he hit me with Psalm 37, verse 4. And it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And I started thinking about that desires of thine heart thing, and I thought, so whatever I want, And I thought, no, hold on a sec. And I'd just been reading something from some Christian group somewhere else on their breakdown of what this verse means. I had an idea in my heart and mind already, but it caps it off. It's as we delight ourselves in the Lord, right, then his desires become placed in our hearts for our lives. And they're never bad desires, they're always good ones. And it's funny because it lines up with vision, setting goals, you know, and I've done this vision board myself now, finally. It took me a while, but I got there in the end. And on that, on one piece of card I've written down, I want one key laborer, leader-type laborer, who was equal to a million leader-type laborers, who's ready to move straight away. On the second card I put, I want my own harvest-ready field, ready to harvest, right? Full of leader-type laborers and laborers. On another piece of card, my own family, I want them saved, come to knowledge of the truth and continuing with this. And I got specific in the details of these things. And, well, if God said he's going to do it, then God is going to do it. Because he doesn't lie. I don't trust man. I don't trust what people say, but I do trust the living God. I do trust my Father. And I do trust my Lord Jesus Christ, because he gave his life as a sacrifice for us, so that we can desire these things ourselves. And we can follow in his footsteps of where he prayed for the laborers. He desired the laborers, and look what happened. Great multitudes, both of men and women, boys and girls, right? We know that when he ascended 10 days later, 3,000 more people came because of the witness that the apostles showed. And that the witness was their love for God, their love for Jesus Christ, and their love for one another. And when they spoke in tongues the wonderful works of God, that was what the people heard in front of them. And that's what got the people's attention. And only 3,000 out of probably, I don't know how many thousand were there, but some of them didn't want to believe it, but 3,000 did. I think if that's 3,000 more that are praying for laborers, then it's going to go out quick. And you know God is into multiplication. And then he raised up the Apostle Paul. And look what the Apostle Paul accomplished in 2 years, the whole of Asia Minor. Seven different groups of believers to seven different places. But he only walked as he was led by God. When he desired to go somewhere of his own desire, God said, no, I don't want you going. So he didn't go. And only when the timing was right did he go. And then there was, bang, a big impact in the whole place where he went. And it wasn't that he wasn't up against tribulation, because he was. He was up against the attacks of the enemy left, right and center. But he didn't let even death stop him. He was raised back up from the dead. He could have gone, oh, I'm not doing this anymore. But he didn't. He said, right, let's go. I'm breathing. I can still carry on going. And I was thinking the other day about the 13th, well, he was the 13th apostle, right? I was thinking of 13, but there weren't just 13 apostles. There would have been more apostles than that, but they were the first ones. And there would have been prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers as well. It would only have been as people were rising up with God's desires in their hearts, praying for the things that God wanted them praying for, and doing the things God wanted them doing, that this could have possibly happened. And the godly desires came, and nobody lacked anything they needed. I mean, there were times when it was tight sometimes for the people. Isn't it the same for everybody? Yes. But they still looked to God, and God pulled them through every situation. So, my desires are the same as they were last year, but they're just written on a board now. And this year, even this month, I want to see the start of it happening. And I've got a couple of other things up on the board as well, but I'm running them past God still at the moment. But these ones I'm definite about. Absolutely, 100% definite.
I want these. So, but it's just really awesome, because even if we're at our lowest point, always remember, the enemy hates it when you're like bum 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 bum, and he loves it when you're like that. But when you suddenly go, Father God, thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you just give something to God's hands suddenly, the enemy hates that, but God loves it because it unties his hands. You know, something happens, another thing happens, bang, you're back up again. Crushing the enemy under your feet again. You see? And like Lauren said earlier, we want to plunder hell and populate heaven. Not populate, plop the believers in. Yeah, such as are believing, such as should be saved, okay? So verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and truly you shall be fed. We don't have to worry about what we're going to need. It's going to be taken care of, as we're putting God's things first, right? And verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I don't look at God and say, I want this big mansion, bring it to pass. That's not the way I operate personally in my heart. In my heart, I say, okay, Father, what do you want? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to pray for? What do you want me to believe for? What do you want me to know? What do you want me to be doing? Lead me, teach me, show me, guide me. I need you to do this for me. I can't do it for myself, and only you can do the work. So it's all on him, literally. And he's got bigger shoulders than anybody else. So, yeah, that's it for me for tonight. Apart from something, I'm stuck on names of some people at the moment. And she's not on here. The lady mentioned earlier tonight about, it's in Psalm 23. I recognized it as soon as she said it, and I love this. This psalm is fantastic. Yeah, goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives. She mentioned something about God's mercies and compassion and goodness. And yeah, we can claim all of this, guys. We can walk in that. We can pursue after all this, pursue after the peace of God. And goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that is one of my confessions every morning, actually, as well. So, on that note, I will say thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much for the opportunity to share.
Madeline and Michael.
I thank God for my ministers and for all of you as well. And God bless you all. Madeline and Michael, over to you guys. Mwah. Love you all.
Thank you, Jason.
Okay, thank you, Jason. That was really nice about your mother. I pray that she is just so warm and cozy for the rest of this winter.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. Anyway, I've just been thinking about how...
You go after Madeline, Mike.
I don't have words to describe the joy of walking with our Heavenly Father. It's actually mind-bending joy of a God that's able to work with me with painting, with art, and be able to show me things, great deep truths about him and his life and his work on earth and the seed of Christ in me and eternal life and how he's planned kingdom works and showing me that everything in the landscape has a language. And there's nothing more exciting on TV than that. Whenever I vaguely heard about what was going on yesterday or what's going on here, whatever, there is nothing more awesome and incredible than just being with my Heavenly Father. I mean, what greater joy for me than walking across the green late, maybe in the evening, or it seems late in the dark, with my little grandson and the crunch of the frost underneath our feet, and looking up at the sky and the stars, and I'm sharing with him that someday we're going to be up there too. We're going to be around this. We're going to be able to be there, and Jesus is coming back for us up there, and he's looking up at the sky and imagining this, and the moon, and I think the God who created this, and the moon and the stars and set them in place, how could he possibly not take care of our smallest details of our needs, because he said what he wanted most of all was a family, and he's my father and he loves me. And I just find that so joyful. It makes me want to give and want to, and we just cleaned out our bank account and gave it away. And to see a young couple with a big ball of money, unexpectedly, and in January, who were struggling, brought me so much like wild abandon with the sort of reckless feeling that God is able to do. And being peaceful about that. It wasn't just a stupid thing or a reckless thing for its own sake. It was our Heavenly Father. But he continues to bless and prosper us, and he always has done. And yeah, and he will continue to do that. And I have nothing to share except I'm so in awe and so thankful. And so what I want to see next year, not to delay too much, because there's other people wanting to speak. Is I would like to see me and my artwork to penetrate deeper into the art world, not so I can be a part of that in an ungodly way, but the stuff I'm working with my father needs to be seen and talked and brought to the art world, I guess. What I mean by the art world is the critical galleries, the curators, the gallery owners, the arts councils, the residencies, and everything that's available. Because I'm able to speak God's word and share the love of Jesus and that amazing plan of redemption through my work, my paintings. It's how God works with each one of us, and that's how he's working with me individually. And I would like to see that happen, that's what I want to see this year. And I want to lose lots of weight, maybe 3 stone. So I'm saying that out there because I'll have to get a photograph of myself next year and make sure. So that's me. And for my grandchildren to really come to more understanding of who God is, and my son and my daughter-in-law, even though they're wonderful believers, just to come back to be more involved and live their ministry. Each one of us has a job to do in this body of Christ, a ministry, and for them to come back to really seeing the greatness of that, walking with our Father. And for my husband and I to continue to grow in love for our Lord Jesus Christ and each other. And those are my dreams that my Heavenly Father is part of for next year. And thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madeline.
I've had a great year, and I think anyone who knows me all the years knows that I don't think small, I think big. You know, I when I speak to my father and I'm looking for something, I needed a new furnace or a boiler, as we call it here, this year. And I said, I need this. It's going to cost maybe 3 grand, whatever God supplied that need. But I had no doubt that he wouldn't supply the need. Like Madeline spoke there about her niece who's in Scotland, and their young married couple on their uppers. And God showed us the way to get to them, the way to penetrate to, and get the word to them is through. First of all, you feed people, you know, you get food into their bellies, and you get a roof over their heads, and you get them into a condition that you can speak God's word, you know. I had I can't remember some lady speaking this evening, and she said she had the privilege of speaking to her dad, who passed away recently, and I could identify with that as well. That my father, I spent many years trying to penetrate his field, tried to, you know, again, he was a Catholic, and I have a brother at the time that was a Roman Catholic priest, and like I was something like a piece of dirt on my father's shoes, in the sense that, well, I didn't matter who he used to speak about. And yet I checked at this, and strangely enough, I remember my brother, who was in Atlanta, in Georgia, he was back in Ireland for a vacation for a couple of weeks. And coming from Atlanta, he was cold, and he had a heater going in my father's room 24/7, you know, and it used up a lot of electricity. My father at the time didn't have a huge income, he just had a pension. And he kind of got very annoyed about this, because he said to me afterwards, yeah, he said, you know, this church isn't all as cracked up to be, like, you know. I said, what's wrong there? They said, you think you need a few dollars on the table to pay for the electricity then, like, you know. And it kind of clicked with me that, you know, it was the first time, I suppose, in my life that I realized that religion, which for many, many years previous to that, I had walked away from, I thought this, no love. Jesus Christ came and God gave his only begotten son to me, just me, so that I could be saved. And he also gave me his word, so that people could come to that word believing it, believing in Romans 9 and 10, believing on the word, and they should be saved. And when you think of it, what Madeline was explaining there earlier, there's a green separating our house from our son's house. He lives on the other side of the green. And we have two little grandsons, and like, you know, and they love God. They don't talk God. It's told about God. You look up into the sky, like Mother said, well, we're going to be up there someday with God. You know, a little child said, I'm all about the dog. It may be so, you know. So they're thinking about God.
Yeah.
And I think there's a duty, because that can give me a care that I've heard over the years from me when I was in various jobs, that I have a duty of care to speak the word to these kids, to teach them that word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done with love. You know, there are, I know before I came to the word, and I've been privileged being around the word for quite a while, and but what attracted me to the word was love. You know, I had enough of commandments before I came to the Lord. Thou shalt do this, thou shalt do this, thou shalt surely die if you do this. You know, so there's love. And to know God's love is, you know, and for me, it's all, I can wrap it up in Corinthians, in 13. that chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, and I read this now again, but God says everything will pass away. Speaking in tongues, prophecy will pass away. But my word will not pass away. And I heard some other person say to me, God put his word, exalted his word above his name. That's so important. So I believe that, and I respect that, and but I do know, now I'm going to close with just a few little things here. One, I believe that when you wake in the morning, when I wake in the morning and say, thank you, Father, you know, have a little chat, speak in tongues, you know, for a little while, and then say to God, what's on your heart, you know. Because God says, I will supply all your needs, not some of it, all your needs. And we have no needs at the moment. I've often heard it said like that, there's two types of wealthy people. There's people with big bank accounts, you know, and there's people with no needs. But I have no needs in life. And I thank my Father for that. I thank him for looking after us here, my wife and our family, and just having what I look forward to in this year is having joy. Because God wants us to be joyous. We're his kids. He's been bothering more with joy, but to have joy and peace. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. God bless your heart, brother. That's beautiful. But I would like, Bambi, are you free now? I haven't called on you because I knew that you was cooking and doing somersaults and everything there.
I'm sorry. It's really funny, actually. I was listening and doing stuff, and at one point God said, you're being distracting. And I was like, oh, I wouldn't like turn my video off. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to have hear you all while I'm taking down, sadly, my Christmas decorations. But I have to in the morning. It's time because we can't go on if we keep living in the past. So
yeah.
Christmas tree's down.
Yeah.
Mine's down tomorrow.
I see yours. It looks beautiful. I wanted to keep it up even longer, but I just feel like I've got big goals for this year, and I need to get set up to start achieving what I'm going to achieve. So. I had a great Christmas, but that's got to go down because I got a bunch of stuff. I got a big prayer wall. It's got to get bigger, and all this stuff is going to happen, so I got to make space for it. But, I have had a lot going on, and yet I've had nothing going on, so it's been a really interesting time, really just spending these last few days with God and praying a lot and speaking in tongues and trying to figure out, you know, I have a really strong relationship with God, but you know, what I need to do to stay in tune. I know many of you know that I spent some time in Nicaragua, but that's, you know, like all of us, we know something about one another, but not necessarily a whole lot. Nicaragua is only a small percentage of my life. You know, God has sent me all over the world. I've been to over 20 countries. I've lived in Southeast Asia. God has sent me to some wild places. I've lived in communist countries. I've lived in socialist countries, democratic socialist countries, republics. I've been all over the place, and God has performed great miracles in my life in all of them, and he's sent me there. I mean, to the point that people have called me before and offered me plane tickets to go to places where I remember one time praying and saying, God, if you want me to go there, I need a plane ticket, and someone called me while I was in the shower, and I got out, and they offered me a free plane ticket. So my life has just been following where God led me. And for many years, it was just God and me and a Bible that someone had given me. And I didn't think there were any other believers out there. I would go to churches and they would talk about the Trinity. And, you know, I would worship with them because I just always had this theory that even Michael Jordan couldn't win a basketball game on his own. So I would just go hang out with other believers. You know, I just figured they loved the Lord. Maybe they didn't speak in tongues and they believed in the Trinity. But at least I would be fellowshipping with like-minded people to a point. And so I've really been kind of thinking about in my own life when I have seen just great miracles happen and I've seen spiritual things happen and God has just really raised me. Like God literally raised me. I didn't come from a really great background or environment and I was a hot mess by the time I was a teenager and I was on the streets for a while. and I got saved, and God raised me. He really taught me everything that I know. And one thing that I've noticed is that whenever I come back to the United States, I'm hot for a while, and then the environment of the United States really fizzles it out. I get put in place pretty quickly. I've been to some churches and talked about the miracles that I saw and the things that could happen, and I almost healed somebody, which you're not supposed to do that kind of stuff here. And especially, not to be derogatory in any way whatsoever, but especially the men of the church, they can be pretty quick to put a lady in her place. So the thing kind of going on, like, what's happening in my life, and why am I not seeing some of the stuff that I see? You know, people in Nicaragua still call me to pray for stuff because they really believe if I pray for it, they're going to see it happen. But people in the United States don't do that. You know, Lawrence, you gave a teaching some time ago, and you said, wouldn't that be great if all the ambulances stopped by your house in Bristol before they took them to the hospital? Well, why aren't they stopping by my house? Because they would in Nicaragua, frankly. Yeah. You know, I mean, I did not know that actually happened, but I had people that were injured, that were hurt, that would be like, we're going to go see Bambi. That's not happening in the United States. And what really brought this up for me was I had to do a training at work a few weeks ago, and the training itself really wrecked me because I let myself get knocked off balance. I talked to Lawrence and Kim about it because I was really upset about it, but in the United States, they have this big movement that's happening right now, and it's pushed. It's got an agenda, but it's pushed primarily by what they're calling the transgender community. And I'm not going to condemn anybody. I don't hate anybody. I don't have any dislike or disagreement with anybody. I know what's spiritually off. And the training itself really upset me because they asked us to do things like introduce ourselves by our pronouns and talk about our sexual preference. And imagine if, you know, your sexual preference were different. Like, what if you were a binary sexual person, which I'm not even really sure what that means. But it was spiritually wrong. And I didn't say anything because you have to be politically correct in the United States. And I have this job, which God gave me. He's given me all of my jobs. He's always told me where to go and he's opened up doors for me. And I've really been thinking about it in the last, you know, right before New Year's and now, what to do when they have another one, because it really has upset me so much. And I thought, you know, if I were in Nicaragua, or I were in Thailand, or I were even in Belgium, the places that I've been and lived, if someone asked me something like that, I would just speak the truth. But when they had someone introducing their pronouns, they said, my pronouns are they or them. Why didn't I just speak the truth and say, so there's plural? So there's something else with you right now. Yeah. Why didn't I say that? Because that's what that is.
Yeah.
When someone says, you know, they give their different sexual preferences and want to talk about it in detail, one person said, I am female. I was assigned female at birth. Well, yes, you were. You were assigned. So you're speaking out that someone did the assigning. Who did the assigning? But I didn't. I didn't question it. And if I had actually been walking at that point, I think God would have given me what to say and spoken it out. And so I think that what I really need to do is the next time that happens, just walk out. And I think I know, too, where some of the trepidation has come, because when God opened a door for me to take a job in Nicaragua, when I first walked into the building where I was going to work, they had Buddhist statues and they had Hindu statues and they had some Satanistic things. And so I just, without even thinking about it, I thought about it. I did a sweep of the house, pulled everything out, threw it in the front yard, set it on fire. And then the staff came by and they said, what's going on? And I said, well, I'm burning all this crap because there's no other God in this house but the Lord and Savior, the God of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this doesn't happen here. And then my friend and I went through the house and we just cast everything out in the name of Jesus Christ. You get out of here. God's in this house now.
Yeah.
And I've started a spiritual warfare that went on for 2 years that was absolute hell. But looking back on it, I realized God never left me or forsake me. And in fact, he did great miracles during that time. The adversary was attacking me because he didn't want me there. And God had me there for a purpose. And the greater thing that happened was by the time that civil war had broken out, God had put me through a boot camp that had prepared me for spiritual warfare like I was never going to see or never see before.
Yeah.
So I guess I just forgot that training. And here in the United States, I kind of get into this mindset of, well, I've got to pay the rent, and I've got to have my grocery bill, and I've got my budget. But I mean, Lord, you know, when I was in Nicaragua, I had no food, and I was just like, well, God, I got no food. And a minute later, someone brought the basket of vegetables.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel like I have to follow a certain way of living here in the United States. And I think that maybe I grew up in this culture, so I kind of slip back into what is my norm, as opposed to when I am in another country. I don't speak the language. I don't know the culture. I don't know where I'm going to live. I don't know how to order food in the restaurant. And I'm just completely dependent on God for every single thing. And so I've just learned to walk that way. We're here. I'm able to rely on my five senses and maybe think that I'm the one that's achieving it. So there are a couple of things that I really want this year. One of them is I want another one of those trainings because I'm ready for it this time. And if I lose my job, God will get me another one. And I'm just going to speak out God's truth lovingly. You know, if someone feels they're a certain way, well, that's how they feel. I'm not going to challenge anybody. I don't run around work proselytizing, but if you want to know who I really am, I'm a child of God, we can talk about it. I hang out with a bunch of believers. We speak in tongues. We cast out devils, and we can heal you if you need that.
Yeah.
And if they decide I need to get another job, then that's fine. God will get me another job. And that's something else I really want. Another job! I'm ready to move on now. So I would love for you all to really pray about that. God has led me in my life to work in the field of domestic violence, and he has really shown me, and this has been a long process, but he's really shown me over the years that there's a controlling spirit, an abusive spirit, and that Satan uses that devil spirit to control and oppress women. Satan very much so hates all of us, but he very much so hates women. And I don't know why that is. I don't know all the depths there, but working in the field of domestic violence for years, where God continually put me again and again and again working with people, I'm an expert. I used to do trainings. And there's been a lot of things that have come into that field, especially with the transgender community has kind of taken over the domestic violence movement. And I really want to get back into that field. But I want to do it in a way that's going to glorify God. I don't have any idea what he has for me, but I really miss that work. And where I'm working right now has been a wonderful transition. God put me there. My needs have been met. But I've come to a point where I'm not doing anything anymore. And I'm really thankful because I can do some emails and sign on and spend Thursday with you all. That's just been a great blessing. And there's just some other things about that job that are wonderful. I get lots of PTO. It's not a difficult job. But it's not challenging, and I'm one of those people that needs to work. I like to have things to do. I like to have a full day. So I'm ready for God to move me on to the next assignment, if you will. So, you know, sometime this year, and God's timing is perfect, but I'm just really looking forward to that. So thank you all, and I'm sorry if I was distracting. I just was trying to get my Christmas decorations down. So I love you all. Thank you very much. God bless you all.
That was great what you shared, and I tell you why Satan don't like women. It's because it's the women that can really move God's word. In India, they've got key leader men, and there's many men that are key leaders, but it's the women that are shaking and moving everything over there. When you look on the videos, I put a video on the other day, the majority are women. And that's one thing I observe being in India and Nepal. The women really move it. They really move with God. And they just move their heart, like Kim's heart, you know, sometimes. But you girls are heart. You need to give yourself more credit. You know, you women are wonderful. There's, you know, like God doesn't look at us separately. But there's something about women that God, when they're switched on with God, they just really rock and roll for God. A committed woman of God is just really going to rock and roll. And, or anyone that's committed, but really, like, when I see India and I look at Nepal, it's a mass of women that are doing it, that are really going to God. But there's also men as well, of course. You know, but like, it's the majority is women. So anyway, that's just my observation. I'm not saying I'm 100% right in those things, but like, also what we see is evident there. So God bless the women. We love you. You're awesome. I know there's another woman on here that really moves with God, and she lives in Argentina, and her name is Patri. Are you there, Patri? Can you talk? Are you free to talk? If you are, you need to unmute your mic. Patricia, are you there, love? God bless you, darling.
God bless you all. In the name of Jesus Christ. I am happy to be here and to see you all and me, all the people who are connected here. And, well, I'm here with my little dog, Titi. He is a miracle dog. Thanks God and praise God he is alive because God is great. Yes, he is very sweet. Well, what I want to share with you all is that I think that I shared it before, but I'll mention it again. One day I was with my daughter, the younger one, who is in a travel in the south of the country. And she was sad, and she didn't know why she was sad. She needed to be sad. And I told her that God is very funny. He knows how we can be happy and how makes us happy and joyful and well. I had some verses in near us. We had some verses in a little box, and I asked her to choose one of them. And she chose a verse from that box, and it said something like that God could make us free, could deliver us from the power of the dog. And we started to laugh a lot, really, because this dog, I don't know, but he exerts some kind of power on us. He's so sweet. Can you see it? So, well, the thing is that I was thinking about that because it's not possible that he takes our attention away such a lot during the day. I mean, God is first, and our attention, our focusing should be in God and His Word all the time, much more than anything else. It could be problems, it could be, there are a lot of distractions. They could be problems that could be money or what is going on around us in this world and whatever. That our eyes should be focusing on God's word and His wish for us. I mean, we should look for, and we should be looking for pleasing God above all. And well, thanks God and praise God that we have with Him. I mean, we are not alone. We can enjoy this life because God is with us. God is Christ in us. Is filling it all. It's filling it all. I mean, it's filling it all. So it's like He makes this life worth of living. So thanks God, praise God, praise God because He is good, He loves us, and a lot of times I am thinking about what can I do for pleasing Him more, and the thing is that He wants us be happy, He wants us be in fellowship with Him all the time. He wants us, we live a simple life. I mean, God is teaching us through His Word all the time, and sometimes through things around us. This little dog, I cannot understand how can I love him such a lot, to this piece of little dog, and God loves us much more, God loves us in a perfect way. We should love him above all, and we should love to one another. And I'm enjoying to be here just for that too, because I enjoy to seeing you, to listening to you, because all of you remind me of the Word of God, what is written in His Word, how we can conduct in this life, how our lives should be moving on, going on. And well, the life of the dog, for example, he's so simple for living. God is teaching me a lot through him too, because I can see that he lives a simple life and just want love and our caring, and we should do the same to one another. So when I'm here in the fellowship, I am all the time speaking in tongues for you all, and I feel that I'm all the time being edified. So God is edifying. Give me more understanding in everyday life and in simple things, and I enjoy that a lot. And I was listening to Kim also, and to all of you, of course, but to Kim, and she reminded me of, we have a message to give to people around us. First, we need to be edified. We need to be energized by God's word. We need to eat the word of God that comes out from His mouth. And once we are edified, we need to give it to others. By free, we receive it by free. We can give it, but in a free way too. So we have a message. We have a message to people around us. Sometimes the situations try to shout, to close our mouth. And well, a lot of things try to do that. But we have a message. We have an understanding that people don't have at all. We have a belief that we are feeding up all the time, and we have the hope. And people need hope around us. The hope of Jesus Christ coming back for us. He will come back for us, and we will see him again, and we will be with him and all our dear relatives, people, brothers and sisters in Christ who have slept in Christ, in Jesus Christ. So we have a message. We have a strong hope in our heart that we should communicate to others, and to remind to one another that there is no condemnation at all, no condemnation. It's incredible how the devil wants to deceive us again and again and again. Though we know the Word of God, though we know a lot of the Word of God, though we know that we shouldn't condemn to ourselves for anything, but we need to focus on that all the time, and we need to relax and trust in God and enjoy this freedom in which Jesus Christ made us free. So we shouldn't do place or room to condemnation at all. The last verse I want to share with you all is about something very nice that Kimberly was Kimber, I think that's her name, was sharing. She said something about unity. Lawrence added to it about unity in the spirit, and it caught my attention and made me think much more about that. And it's very, very important not to be divided by the devil, because the body of Christ should not be divided at all. We should not make space or let that it happens and in the body of Christ. And there is a verse that I'd like to share with you all, and this is in Philippians 2:3-5, and I have three versions here, and it says, doing nothing through rivalry or through conceit, but in humility, each counting others better than himself, each of you not just looking to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others. Have this in your mind, which was also in Messiah, Yeshua. Another version says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Another version says, do nothing out of rivalry or conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourself. Everyone should look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others. Make your own attitude that is Christ Jesus. And the last version is an amplified version. Says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit through factional motives or strife, but with an attitude of humility, being neither arrogant nor self-righteous, regard others as more important than yourself. Don't merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interests of others. Have the same attitude in yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfless humility. So that's all I wanted to share with you all. This verse, I mean, this verse that says a lot about how we should conduct to keep unity. I mean, to look for the unity in the body of Christ. So thank you, and God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Patrie. God bless your beautiful heart, wonderful verses. Great sharing. Thank you. And Chrissy, would you like to share anything, my love? Chrissy.
I don't have a lot to share, except for that I wanted to say Happy New Year, and it's such a pleasure to be back with you guys. A lot of things in my life has changed in the past week, and I don't really want to get into a lot of detail, but I'm really blessed with all the rich sharings that everyone's put on tonight. It's been absolutely a blessing, so thank you so much.
Bless your heart, Chrissy. Thank you for joining us, and we love you.
Love you too.
God bless you, darling. Have a great day. And Scott, Mr. Scott Shemp.
Hello,
mate. God bless you.
Hey, God bless. And how's everybody doing tonight? That's a really beautiful tree you got behind there, too.
Thank you.
So, well, I've been doing good. I officially had my final COVID test last week, and I tested negative, so that God healed me. And, well, it took a while, but ultimately all healing comes from God. Sometimes it's instant healing, sometimes it could take a while. And I was just kind of maybe curious and kind of maybe think about why sometimes things take a while. But ultimately, we have that trust in God that He's got our back, that He's going to take care of whatever the situation is. So we have to have patience, and he put some passages on my heart. If everybody may be familiar with them, it's in Romans. I'll just read through a couple of these passages. Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access to faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience and experience hope, and hope maketh not us ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And with what I had gone through, it really made me think. You see in that passage the progression of things. It's telling you glory in our tribulation. It's not telling you to rejoice and praise God. Hey, I have COVID. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, you look at the progressions of things in that past, in those passages that I shared, it's as it goes from one step to the other, it's basically telling you to rejoice in the victory. And that's what we got to do. Any situation we have, whether it's sickness or we got a situation, a job or whatever, everybody shared so many things tonight with so many different needs. Just remember that passage and just have patience with God, and don't let the circumstance distract you from and turn to the point where you're tuning God out and just focusing on the circumstances. Just have that patience and know that the end result is going to be that whatever the situation is. In my case, healing, it took a little while, but God did it. I had that patience even going through the worst of symptoms. I just kept confessing, I'm healed, God's got this, and I'm not even going to have to go to the doctor. And ultimately, that's what ended up happening. And anybody going through anything, have that patience with God, and don't lose that faith and trust in Him, and just keep the focus on Him and not on the circumstance. So I just wanted to share that a little bit tonight, and God bless everyone. Looking forward to the new year and getting to see people face to face. This virus has got to go, and God's going to take care of it.
We've
got to get back to normal. So,
amen. Bless your heart, brother. That was great encouragement there. And we just got to be patient at times, but God always comes through at the perfect time every time. And it helps us with our growth when we're going through challenges of a situation, we're always stronger the next time when something comes up. So that's just really great encouragement. So with that, I think I'll pray, and then we'll have a couple of people manifest, whoever, two or three, or whoever wants to prophesy or speak in tongues and interpret. Just unmute your mic and go for it. But Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this wonderful night, for every heart that shared, and for everyone that's participated tonight, for blessing each individual greatly. Thank you for all the desires that have been given to you, that you'll bring them to pass, God, as we just keep that focus with you. Thank you for your love and your strength. Thank you, Father, that we can walk in love, and we can walk in light, and we can walk circumspectly, and that we can walk by your Spirit, Father, and endeavoring to keep that unity in the Spirit and the bond of peace, Father, is just to walk and stay with you, and to have the mind of Christ on, Father, and to have that, to be clothed in humility, Father. Thank you for the up-and-coming year, Father, that is blessed, that you're with us, that you have a plan and purpose and a direction and a vision, and that is your vision, it's your direction, and what you want. And I thank you that we can line up with that and see it. And I thank you for every need being met spiritually and mentally and physically and financially, whatever the needs are, Father, that you've already provided for it, provided that need for us. And so we receive that. That is already done. And I just thank you for the up-and-coming fellowships, Father. Thank you that we can see the fellowship grow. And I thank you, Father, that you'll put goals in our hearts to maybe have fellowship or whatever, Father, it is that you want us to do, that we just do what you want us to do. And we just thank you for the whole world right now, Father, for this situation that's going on in the world, Father, that you'll just eradicate it out so that we can't be put in lockdown, we can't be bossed around, Father, that you'll just go to work mightily in all the governments of the world, and that wherever there's untruths in this, that you'll reveal them and make it known, so that, Father, that we can't be hindered. Thank you for giving us free course to move your word and to be where you want us to be also. Thank you for these things, and thank you for your wonderful love, mercy and grace in the name of Jesus Christ. So anyone wants to manifest, just unmute your mic and go for it.
Isko baktere baktesh ni vora kalabekteska, ansiri ketaktoshne avalendere bahavaktishna, ailevetek skofak paravashne ia sambrakta tashneira valansa pashta. My beloved ones, you are special to me. I have created everything for pleasing you all. You are under my protection. You don't need to be afraid of anything. I am your God. I love you above all. You are the light in this world. You have been put with my purpose on this earth. You should eat from my words that comes out from my mouth, and you should give it to others, because I am a living God. I am a powerful God. I am a God that can protect you all. I love you, my beloved ones.
Amen. And someone else?
Nikwasia Matulia Amakaskir Amudoi Masabatai Neka Amutu Brandeski Kitia. Be at rest, my children. For yea, I am your God, and I work on your behalf. I bear my mighty arm, and I go to work in your situations for your profit and your blessing. Speak my truths via my spirit to people that you come in contact with, and you shall be blessed.
Amen. And one more, please. One more person.
Know, my children, that be my
your Father, your Almighty Father, that have created everything that you can see. They have done everything with a purpose, to bless your hearts. And I gave my son for you, so you can, could be today in front of me, clean and pure with no blame at all in your hearts. So come to me boldly. Open your heart to me. Talk to me. Come to me with your things, with your fears, with your doubts, with everything that doesn't need to be in your heart, that I will clean that. Because I am your strength. I am the one that exhort you and edify you. Let my light and let my spirit guide you in that world. Because you are more than conquerors, you are victorious, you are my sons and daughters, and you are the most important in that world. You are the ones that can give to the world the knowledge about myself. So be bold on that, my children.
Amen. Well, thank you, God. Well, God bless you, everyone. Thank you for being with us, and it's been a nice fellowship, and we still finished early. It wasn't 4 hours, only 3 hours and 40 minutes. So we're cutting it down slightly, praise the Lord. But it's all good to see you.
It's been nice over there.
All good to see you. Good to see you, Anna and Pedro, all wrapped up nice and warm there. Bless your hearts. You're making me feel cold, and it's warm here. And love you, Bambi. Love you, Asun. And we'll keep you in our prayers. And God comfort your heart at this time. And your family. We love you very much. And love to Maylee as well. And David. And David. I keep saying David. Love to you, Cathy. And Jane. And Scott. And Chrissy. And Peter. And Madeline. And Michael. And Mary. And Patri. Everyone. You're all beautiful. And have a great week until next week, and I hope you can make it, and we love you. We'll be keeping those things in our prayers. You can re-listen to it on the website, so if there was something you want to catch up on to pray for, then you can go back over it again. And enjoy yourselves. Have a great rest of the evening. I'm going to go now and get busy doing this to put it on the website. So we love you, and thank you for joining us.